Today, the Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea and I are announcing a major initiative to combat the scourge of people smuggling. Today, we are announcing a new resettlement arrangement between Australia and Papua New Guinea. From now on, any asylum seeker who arrives in Australia by boat will have no chance of being settled in Australia as refugees.
That was then Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd speaking to reporters in July 2013. In the 4 years since then, allegations have emerged of widespread human rights abuses. An investigation by Amnesty International in October 2016, for example, concluded the policy was, quote, designed to be punitive. Authorities were found to be largely unsympathetic to the verbal, physical, and sexual assault reported by detainees. Amnesty therefore called on the Australian government to reverse what it said, quote, amounted to torture. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was presented with the findings of this report on the ABC's Radio National.
Well, I reject that claim totally. It is absolutely false. The Australian government's commitment is compassionate and it's strong. Let's be quite frank about this.
Since then, Amnesty has launched a series of protests, including outside Australia's New Zealand consulate in downtown Auckland. For more, I spoke with Amnesty New Zealand's campaign director, Meg Durand, and started by asking her about the conditions in these camps.
Yesterday marked the 4-year anniversary of the Australian government declaring that no asylum seeker who sought refuge in Australia by boat would ever be resettled in Australia. So what they've done is they've set up 2 detention centres, one in Manus and one in Nauru, and they've basically put people there in limbo for the last 4 years. So people have suffered severe mental anguish, physical anguish. Some people have died. And Amnesty International has said that the system equates to torture. Amnesty International has been calling on the Australian government to close the centres as soon as possible and to bring all people to safety. So that means resettling them in Australia, where they're legally entitled to be resettled if they've been found to be a refugee, and to process the rest of the people who are still having their claims assessed in community. Currently, the Australian government is refusing to accept their responsibilities and obligations under international law.
What has been your evaluation of the New Zealand government's approach to this?
So yesterday we delivered over 8,000 New Zealand signatures to the Australian consulate. So over 8,000 New Zealanders who were calling on the Australian government to shut these offshore detention centres. And as well as that, we've done polling which shows over 79% of New Zealanders want the New Zealand government to speak out. So we see a very strong message for our government that New Zealanders think human rights abuses in their backyard should be called out, and that just because it's Australia, our Prime Minister and our government shouldn't be shying away from commenting on these human rights abuses.
And where does the campaign go from here?
So we're obviously watching very closely what's happening on Manus and Nauru at the moment. Currently the Australian government is trying to force people to leave, force them to go back to the countries that they'd fled persecution from. And they've committed to shutting those detention centres on Manus by October. So we're watching very closely. We're in contact with individuals on the island and we're trying to prevent any further human rights abuses occurring. Just recently there's been a spate of violence where refugees were attacked by people on Manus, and so we're really stepping up the pressure to evacuate people now before there's further violence and death.